Hello everyone, and welcome back. Today I want to share with you a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim regarding the question of whether or not a person is allowed to say Tehillim during the night. The question is there any halachic restriction with saying Tehillim during the night? Now, what would potentially be the issue when a person wants to say Tehillim during the night? So there's a Medrash, and the Medrash actually appears in several places. One of the places is in Parshas Kisisa. A second place is actually in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, in Perek Mem Hei. And this is brought down by the Paiskim. It's brought down by the Shari Tshuva in Simreish Lamed Ches. It's brought down by the Behetiv over there in Simreish Lamed Ches. Where the Medrash tells us that the only way that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to determine when it was nighttime and when it was daytime, when he ascended to learn the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 days and 40 nights, was when he was taught Torah Shebal Peh rather than Torah Shebiksav. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped teaching him Torah Shebiksav and instead taught him Torah Shebal Peh, he knew that it had become nighttime. Ostensibly, the reason is because a person is not supposed to learn Torah Shebiksav during the night. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it was nighttime when he was instead taught Torah Shebal Peh rather than Torah Shebiksav. So this is the source for the idea that a person is supposed to limit his learning of Torah Shebiksav to the day, and when it comes to the nighttime, he should instead solely focus on the learning of Torah Shebal Peh. So that's the Medrash. And in fact, this was the custom of the Arizal, that he specifically reserved the learning of nighttime for Torah Shebal Peh, and he learned his Torah Shebiksav only during the day. Now, when it comes to learning something bi'iyun and in great depth, so many places can say that this is not included in the restriction, and that could be done even during the nighttime, even though it's Torah Shebiksav. But the regular, simple learning of Torah Shebiksav should be reserved to the day rather than being done during the night. Do we paskin this way lahalacha? So this is actually a machlekes that is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. And this is in Simen Reish Lamed Ches, in the Shaar Tzion, right over there at the beginning of the Simen, Nois Aleph, where the Mishnah Berurah says that the Be'er Hetev was machmir, and he held that a person shouldn't learn Torah Shebiksav during the night. And he brings down that the Pri Megadim was Mekel, and the Pri Megadim held that a person could learn Torah Shebiksav during the night. And says the Mishnah Berurah, even those that are machmer are only being machmer lechatchila. It's not a bona fide prohibition that you're violating. Rather, it's something that a person should adopt upon himself. It's lechatchila, but it's not an actual Isser Gomer that a person is violating if he learns Torah Shebiksav during the night. So that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's machlekes, but even if you're machmer, it's only lechatchila. Now, the question then becomes twofold. Number one, what is behind this idea? Why, in fact, should a person refrain from learning Torah Shebiksav during the night? That's number one. Number two, does this apply when it comes to the saying of Tehillim? Do we say that since Tehillim is a part of Torah Shebiksav, so again, he shouldn't be saying Tehillim during the night? Or perhaps Tehillim is different, and when it comes to the saying of Tehillim, you could do this even during the night. So that's the question. So firstly, we will address the question of why, in fact, this should be so. Why should a person refrain from learning Torah Shebiksav during the night? So this is, in fact, based on Kabbalah, which we obviously won't delve into today. However, there is an idea that is expressed by many Mefarshim in explaining this concept, and this is found in the Malbim in Artes HaChaim in Siman Aleph, and as well in many places in the writings of Rav Shimon Schwab, where Rav Shimon Schwab is actually discussing a tefillah that we say every single day. In Psukah Dezimra we say, in Kapitel Kuf Mem Tes in Tehillim, L'asayis bohem mishpat kosov. We're talking about the downfall of the Rishonim, and we're beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give them their punishment, l'asayis bohem mishpat kosov, to give them the justice that they deserve. Now, what does it mean, l'asayis bohem mishpat kosov, the written judgment? What does it mean, the written judgment? Explains Reb Shimon Schwab, Torah Shebiksav represents Midas Hadin. That's why, says Reb Shimon Schwab, anytime you have a Sefer Torah that's missing even one letter, it's completely invalid. Why? Because Torah Shebiksav is Midas Hadin. And Midas Hadin demands perfection. It demands that the Torah that you're reading from be exact and perfect, and even if it has one minor deficiency, it completely is invalid and worthless. And that's the halacha when it comes to Torah Shebiksav, but not when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, says Rav Shimon Schwab, represents Midas HaRachmin. That is why, whenever you find a halacha that it appears one way in Torah Shebiksav and a second way in Torah Shebal Peh, the way that it appears in Torah Shebiksav is much stricter and much more harsh. For example, ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye. You knock out someone's eye, as a result, you have your eye knocked out. That is how Torah Shebiksav reads, because Torah Shebiksav represents Midas Hadin. And therefore, if you knock someone's eye out, you deserve to be the recipient of the same consequence. You as well will have your eye knocked out. However, what do Chazal say? No. The Gemara Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Pei Dalet, says this refers to a monetary payment that you have to reimburse him with. They take this strict judgment and they reduce it to something that only is a chiyuv mamon, it's a monetary obligation, because Chazal always implement Midas HaRachamim. So too when it comes to the punishment of Malkus. When it comes to Malkus, the Torah says Arboim Yakenu. The Torah Shebiksav demands you give him 40 lashes. If you commit an Aveira that is deserving of lashes, you get 40. What do Chazal say? Maseches Makis Daf Chav Beis. You give him only 39. They diminish it because they represent Midas HaRachamim. Chazal represent Midas HaRachamim. The Torah is perfect and it demands Midas HaDin. It demands perfection, absolute justice. That is why the Gemara always refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rachmano, because in Chazal's terminology, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Midas HaRachamim, Rachmano. That, says Reb Shimon Schwab, is the pshat in the pasuk that we read every single day. Lasayis bohem mishpat kosov. Give them the written judgment. Give them Midas HaDin. Lasayis bohem mishpat kosov. The Rishonim deserve strict judgment, the harsh judgment of Midas HaDin, which is represented by Torah Shebiksav. Lasayis bohem mishpat kosov. The written judgment, which is Torah Shebiksav. Says the Malbim, that is why we don't learn Torah Shebiksav during the night. Because Torah Shebiksav represents Midas HaDin, and night as well represents Midas HaDin. We don't want to compound the din of night with the learning of Torah Shebiksav. And that's why we stay away from Torah Shebiksav during the night, because night is inherently something that represents din, it's Laila, it's darkness, and Torah Shebiksav as well is Midas HaDin. We don't want to infuse the two types of din together, and we therefore keep the Torah Shebiksav to be learned during the day rather than during the night. The question, therefore, becomes, what about the saying of Tehillim? So this, in fact, is a discussion of the Paiskim. Some, in fact, were makbid, not to say Tehillim during the night. They made, perhaps, an exception when it comes to a chaylash yesh bay sakana. If there's a sakana imminent, then they perhaps make an exception. But some people, some gedolim, were, in fact, makbid, to refrain from saying even Tehillim during the night, because it was Torah Shebiksav, and since Tehillim is Torah Shebiksav, we reserve it for the day rather than the night. However, many Paiskim, in fact most Paiskim, are Mekel. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chilek Ches Beis is Mekel, so is the Ber Moshe, the Dem Betziner, and they say that number one, this entire thing is not clear, right? As we mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a Machlekes. So even the regular learning of Torah Shebiksav not necessarily is an issue when it comes to the night. That's number one. Number two, perhaps the saying of Tehillim is Shiris v'sishpachos. You're saying it b'toyras tefila. You're saying it as a request, as a prayer, rather than learning it as the psukim of Torah Shebiksav. And therefore, perhaps it wasn't included in the ban, and there is no issue when it comes to learning Tehillim, because you're not actually doing it b'toyras limud. You're saying it as a tefila. That's number two. Number three, the Gemara Maseches Brachos, the beginning, says that David HaMelech composed Tehillim during the night. When did he compose it? After Chatzais, because the strict Midas HaDin actually ends by Chatzais. And therefore, many Paiskim say that even if you're Makbin, not to say Tehillim during the beginning part of the night, after Chatzais, you could be Mekel, because then already we're talking about the part of the night that's not truly an absolute representation of Midas HaDin, and therefore you certainly can be Mekel after Chatzais. So Halacha L'maisa, there are people that are Makbin not to say Tehillim during the night. However, according to most Paiskim, it's mutter, and we should mention that the Paiskim point out that even if you're normally machmer, when it comes to Friday night, You could be Mekel, because Shabbos it represents Midas HaRachim even during the night. And Thursday night is already part of the preparations of Shabbos, and therefore, even if you're Makbid, normally, not to say Tehillim during the night, when it comes to Thursday night as well, a person could be Mekel, and therefore, Halacha L'maisa, in many cases, you will have a dispensation, even if, in general, you are Makbid. Have yourself a wonderful day.